USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump in his speech at Mount Rushmore announced plans to create a national garden to honor the greatest Americans to ever live.
Above all, our children from every community must be taught that to be American is to inherit the spirit of the most adventurous and confident people ever to walk the face of the earth. Americans are the people who pursued our manifest destiny across the ocean.
Trump also said America's legacy is being targeted by the far left. He said there is a movement designed to overthrow the American Revolution by rewriting history in schools and squashing debate through policing speech. Hours before Trump's arrival, Native American protesters briefly blocked the road to the event before being pushed back by a contingent of National Guard soldiers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With the coronavirus continuing, it's amazing what could get done at a drive-thru. USA's John Hunt has this interesting story.
In America, you can get almost anything in a drive-thru. And now, that includes one very happy spiel. The Oath of Allegiance to become a United States citizen. As crazy as that seems, this is how the American dream now starts. Immigrants who've completed all the requirements of citizenship are pulling into parking lots from San Diego to Des Moines to Detroit for socially distant naturalization ceremonies. In Albany, New York, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services minted 59 brand new Americans, all from the cabins of their cars. When the coronavirus pandemic put a hold on naturalization ceremonies in March, it left a backlog of thousands of people who had qualified to become citizens but had not been officially able to swear the oath of allegiance, the final step in the often year-long process. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Wall Street was closed because of the holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The mayor of Chicago is blaming President Trump for the increase in violence in her city. The details from USA's Tim Berg.
Shootings and homicides in Chicago increased sharply in June compared to the same time last year. Police data showing shootings in Chicago increased by 75% in June of 2020 compared to June of 2019, and murders rose in the city by 78%. When asked about the rise in violence, Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot tells CNN it's all President Trump's fault.
If the president was really interested in helping cities like Chicago, he wouldn't be trying to attack the Affordable Care Act. He wouldn't continue to demonize our immigrant and refugee communities. He wouldn't be demonizing the LGBTQ plus community. He'd be investing in affordable housing. The president has failed to lead. Big talk, little action. In some places in the country, we call that all hat, no cattle. The president has failed to lead.
There is no joy in Los Angeles. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game has been canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. It would have been at Dodger Stadium, but that won't happen until 2022, extending the 40-year drought of the Midsummer Classic in Southern California a little bit longer. The next All-Star Game is scheduled to take place in Atlanta in 2021. For news anytime on demand, go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.